Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the movement to rely on local food is still gaining more adherence, with even Walmart joining in, maybe you noticed. But what happens during a bad winter, or when a storm like Irene devastates area farms just before harvest? What will locavores be serving on your Thanksgiving table? Will it be different from past Thanksgivings because of damage to the crops? I'm joined now by Mary Johnson, a reporter-producer for DNA Info, the local news site, who has talked to area farmers and markets, and by Dan Kluger, the executive chef for ABC Kitchen, a restaurant whose tagline is passionately committed to offering the freshest organic and local ingredients possible. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Chef Dan, you visited the Union Square Green Market this morning, I gather.
Yep.
What did you find?
You know, there's a lot of root vegetables around, lots of winter squash, acorn squash, butternut, tons of potatoes. Everybody's potatoes still seem to be doing just fine. And then, you know, small amounts of greens, small amount of hardy greens like kale and things like that.
And listeners, we have time for a few phone calls from some of you. Will there be locally raised turkeys, fruits, vegetables, anything else on your Thanksgiving tables this year? How are you going locavore on Thanksgiving this year? Call us up and tell us what you're planning in that category. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Mary Johnson, from what you can tell, that array of produce that Chef Dan Kluger just described, is that any different than any other recent year?
Well, what I really discovered when I was reporting this is that the good news is that there is going to be a variety. Pretty much anything you'd want to find for your Thanksgiving dinner is going to be available. The only difference is perhaps maybe the farmer that you've always relied on in years past, you might not be able to return to that farmer this year, depending on how badly they were affected. Also, there are some price increases that I've seen. Generally, there's a range of prices that are out there, but some farms are having to charge more simply to keep their supply going and lasting throughout the season.
And we've been asking the question on our Facebook page about what people's favorite winter vegetable is and how they prepare it. Priya on Facebook writes, roasted root vegetables with olive oil, sprinkling of salt and pepper and perhaps thyme, simple and scrumptious, the roasted root vegetables. Bo on Facebook, pureed rutabagas and carrots with a load of butter, salt, and pepper. So that's a start. Dan Kluger, do you have a favorite winter vegetable?
I'd say carrots and one that's not as common, which would be rutabaga.
I would have to say I'm kind of a mashed potato fan. I don't think that counts, but
I think that goes in a different restaurant known as, what, American food or comfort food? Donald in Cold Spring, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donald. You work on a farm?
Yes, sir. I work at Glenwood Farm, located about 60 miles as the crow flies from New York City. And we raised about 43 broad-breasted white turkeys this year.
Uh-huh.
And so we do the processing here on site, and everyone who works for the farm and the not-for-profit, they get a turkey, and then we sell a few. So.
Cool. And what?
It's a fun time of year.
What makes them different from other turkeys?
Well, so the broad-breasted whites, they're like your pretty standard turkey. Last year we raised Bourbon Reds, which are a heritage breed, and they're a smaller breed. They take longer to fatten up, and they're slightly more delicious. But regardless, we raise our turkeys on pasture, so we give them fresh grass, or we try to stay on top of it,
grass,
rotating them through the pasture. So it's a win-win situation. I mean, not only are we raising healthy, tasty, delicious birds, but they're also fertilizing our pastures. So
great. Donald, thank you very much. Good luck with it. Susan in Yorktown Heights. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I think I'm doing pretty well locally this year.
Uh-huh.
My turkey is coming from Cortland, which is about 5-8 miles from here. And he's still alive, so I'm a little guilty about that. I got my pumpkins for my pie at the local Grange Fair this year. And my apples come from a farm that's about 2 miles from here. So I'm doing okay.
That is pretty good. Thank you very much. Interesting that the first two callers, Susan, were about Mary, were about meat, locally raised meat, even though the ask was for produce, you can get locally raised turkeys.
Yeah, and in fact, at the Green Market, they had a couple stands there with farmers advertising that. I did find that was actually one of the areas that were hit that wasn't directly impacted necessarily on the seasonal vegetables and that sort of thing, but a lot of places that do grow their own feed for their animals were very badly hit with that feed crop being devastated. So
here's another one, I think. Rodney in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rodney.
Hi. I've been sort of avoiding turkey for over 20 years now with well-received results. This year we're doing mutton shanks, which come from Sushan down to the Union Square Green Market on order. And we're going to braise those with a whole pile of Keith's Organic Garlic, also from the Union Square Green Market, until it's falling off the bone. Make a sauce out of that.
Nice. But what's so better about mutton shanks than turkey?
I'm not super fond of turkey, although I must say that there are two excellent turkey farms that come into the Green Market. So, you know, if my constituents demanded turkey, which they won't because I've managed to, or my wife and I have managed to make them happy over several years without bringing a turkey. We've always said that if you must have a turkey, we will get an excellent turkey.
It's the first time I've heard Thanksgiving dinner guests referred to as constituents.
Well, but the family.
What district do you represent? Right. No, I'm kidding. So it's just taste for you. You just don't like the taste of turkey that much. This isn't an environmental concern or something.
No. I don't have anything about that. No.
I
say that I have tasted the turkey from both the farms here, and they are the best turkey I've had anywhere.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's see. Some more coming in on Facebook. Amanda writes, I like to make smashed sweet potatoes. Basically, you boil sweet potatoes until they're soft, then skin them, and cut them into discs about an inch thick and add spices. Let's see. A question coming in from Facebook. No, I'm sorry. I misread that. Chef Dan, what do you serve in February in this area? Is there anything still available?
There's a lot less. I mean, you'll find plenty of potatoes. We do still find some of the root vegetables that were maybe in cold storage or survived some of the winter frost. But that's when we really turn to more of the organic, and then we rely on some of the larger farmers that we work with out of New York that have small farms either down south or out west that are then growing things and shipping them back this way. So a place like Satter Farms out in North Fork also has another farm down south that they use to grow a lot of the same stuff. So we still will be supporting smaller farmers. It's not local, unfortunately, but we'll be using the smaller farmers and people who are still, you know, working to the common goal of sustainable and proper growing techniques, et cetera.
And Mary, on DNA Info, you profiled a particular farmer who had impact on his crops from Hurricane Irene, right?
Yes. Cheryl Rogowski of Rogowski Farm in Pine Island, New York. I thought it was really poignant the way she described it. She lost about 80 acres of her 150-acre farm, and she said it was like a death. And it was really, it took her a month to accept. It was a grieving process for her. But, you know, she was able to, by the time that I spoke with her, she said she had actually largely come out of this, you know, depression, in part because she'd found such a supportive farming community. In the surrounding farms were able to sort of supplement the squashes that she lost. She purchased squashes from them, and so she was able to bring those to the Green Market. She was also finding that a lot of her greens had actually done fairly well. She has a lot of above-ground tunnels, so she was able to really focus on those. But it was really devastating.
Gwen from Tribeca comments, we're picking up our turkey from the farmer's market on Saturday and our ham from New Amsterdam market from the amazing purveyor Brooklyn Cured. All veggies will come from Union Square on Wednesday. Local is easy, she writes. Go for it. D-Boy writes, love the kale these days. Were there, very quick, Mary, like 15 seconds, were there a lot of farmers in her position, or was she uniquely devastated?
No, there were several farmers that I spoke with who were having the same sort of 50% losses, 60% losses. It was definitely a storm that had a lot of impact across the state of New York.
All right. Well, hope you enjoy eating local, everybody, if that's what you're going to do on Thanksgiving. I guess you got to like root vegetables this time of year. Chef Dan Kluger, executive chef for ABC Kitchen, restaurant whose tagline is passionately committed to offering the freshest organic and local ingredients possible. And Mary Johnson, reporter for DNA Info. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.